your say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
Yeah, 23 to 11, that talk number 1-300-872-911. We've got Johnny on the line in Cairns. G'day, Johnny.
G'day, mate. How are you?
I'm good, Johnny. What are you saying?
Mate, I just wonder where Cairns is with their moral compass. Last night at the Northern Beaches, which we always used to think was quite nice and safe, an incident happened whereby a lady was being harassed, we'll call it assaulted, under the name of assault. And I stepped in to sort of explain to the young people that were doing the harassing that maybe they could just tone it down a little bit since it was a public place. And the lady really didn't deserve to cop what she was copping. Well, didn't that turn into a shit fight?
Yeah.
I ended up getting assaulted physically by some young teenager on school holidays, along with his couple of mates. Now, John, years ago, you would know, so would all the listeners, that this just didn't go on.
Mm.
You could step in, if there was a drama, you could step in and somebody would go, yeah, all right, I'll walk away. Mm. But when kids are starting to say, we own Cairns, not the police, not the security guards. We'll do what we want.
Mm.
Then to have this kid take a big sniff of deodorant or whatever it was out of a bag, then proceed to jump over a barricade, over a set of trolleys, shopping trolley.
Mm.
So it was a pretty physical effort. I'm pretty impressed. And then start taking swings at me. Mate, it's not on. I've paid taxes all my life. I listened to this booze hag down in Brisbane say that they govern for all Queenslanders. Well, John, there's no governing. The only time Cairns gets cleaned up is when the last lot of politicians decided to come up and see at the stay at the convention centre. Then you couldn't see a hoodlum, you couldn't see a drunk, you couldn't see anybody. As soon as they leave, everybody comes back. And it's worse. You've got that Minister Ryan who says we've got more police than anybody else.
Yeah.
Well, the police last night turned around and said our hands are tied. And he was on his own. You've got a police station out in the northern beaches which can't come out because there's not enough staff or enough petrol in the car to take it out to even do laps around the place.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't understand, John, why all of a sudden it's us against them.
Yes.
You know, and it's as simple as that. There's no repercussions.
Oh, exactly.
If I do a crap job at work, my boss gets up me, right? And I either improve or I'm out of the job. You know, but there's nothing. You know, these kids are just running riot.
Yes.
There's, you know, you can say that, you know, we're going to improve things. We're going to build establishments to put them in or maybe where they can go during the day. But it's all too little too late.
Yes.
You know, the way it's simmering at the moment, you've had three bashings recently, two of which have been out in the northern suburbs, northern beaches, of girls. Now, girls back in the day were a no-go zone. You didn't go around smacking girls.
Yes.
Now, they're the ones doing the smacking. They're taking on blokes, they're taking on parents, they're taking on police. There's no respect for police. So I don't know where we've lost our moral compass, if that's what it is.
Yes.
You know, the council, they put their hands up and go, we can't do anything. The police say, we can't do anything. You know, we get teenagers sent up here, and Minister Wright, if that's his name, says, oh, well, you get 100 police. You go, yeah, we get 100 teenagers that if you say boo to them on the Esplanade, they turn around and walk the other way. I just don't know where we're going. Cairns used to be safe. Now, Cairns is dangerous.
Yes.
It is dangerous. It's dangerous at night. It's dangerous during the day. It's not because I copped it, right? It's just been going on for years, and nobody wants to take any control of it. Mm. None. Doesn't matter whether it's, you know, you see them sitting at the back of, you know, shops in Cairns, filling up plastic bags with spray paint. You see them, you know, you've got houses at the back of Cairns Central. I don't know, it could be social housing, I don't know. And drug dealing. Drug dealing at caravan parks or holiday resorts, whatever you want to call them. And it just goes on. So if the police say they know about it, then what is happening with the great blonde hope that used to be here said that things were going to change once she got to Brisbane. Well, she's got to Brisbane and where are we? We're just sitting there going, oh, well, it's another bashing. Somebody else got robbed. Oh, another tourist got spat on. Oh, hang on. We're getting the Olympic Games. Oh, isn't that going to be beautiful? We'll be up here. They'll whitewash the place again. There'll be no drunks on the street. There'll be nobody out defecating out the front of the RSL. It's just a sensational place. It'll stop and it'll all be back on again.
Yes, of course.
Like, John, enough is enough. If you think for 1 minute, if anybody in Kent, and we all own this problem, all of us, because all of us have let it happen. You know, we've said, oh, no, we won't put him in jail. Oh, no, we won't do this. We, you know, back in my day, you know, my dad used to yell at me and give me a clip over the ears. I'm not going to do that to little Johnny. So we all own this problem, you know, and we're expecting somebody else to turn around and change it. Well, I'm saying a fish rots from the head down, right? It is either Elbow's problem. If he doesn't want to own it, then it's Palaszczuk's problem, right? They are the people that we pay taxes for their wages. Plain and simple. We participate in their quality of life. They need to get off the plane, get up here in a pair of shorts and a T-shirt, and look at it from our perspective. Not from theirs, not from the hierarchy. They need to actually sit here, and the same as the councillors and all that, they can sit there and, you know, cry and whinge. But when you're starting to see people getting flogged and or abused, the security can't do anything in a public place. And a bystander comes in and says, calm down, guys, what's the problem? And he gets flogged, then we're in a world of hurt. Because anarchy comes next. And if you think that burning one house down because one girl gets bashed down south, can you imagine the absolute nightmare that's going to unfold when it gets out that three girls have been bashed in Cairns? And then this elderly gentleman cops it because he's standing up for the rights of an elderly lady. Like, John, what are you going to do? You know, where do you go with any of this? Bob, Sleepy Bob doesn't seem to want to do anything. Terry's sidekick, he's only interested in a football field. Like, let's get our priorities right here. You know, you've got businesses in town that won't open. That is ridiculous. In this age, right, where we have lots of facilities to open and technology to look after things, people don't want to open businesses because of the dramas with the youth environment or the drunks, itinerants, whatever you want to call them, in Cairns. It never was like this, John. Why have we let it happen? Why have the people of Cairns let it happen? I don't understand.
Johnny, I really appreciate what you've just had the courage to say. This has been so powerful, I've got to say. It doesn't justify one more word from me because you've said it all. Thank you. That's Johnny in Cairns.